Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:32 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is January 23rd, and this has been another extremely exciting day here. This is certainly not an industry for those with a heart condition. Starting out, we had very good rallies in a number of Asian markets, particularly in Hong Kong. Hong Kong was up over 10%, almost 11% today. And of course, that is because they have a hard peg to the dollar and they cut interest rates by 0.75 point there as well. And of course, with the market now pricing in further rate cuts at the end of the month at the Fed meeting, possibly 50 basis points, then we can anticipate further rate cuts in Hong Kong as well. And of course, that market has been quite overextended on the downside. This is a big upward dynamic today. And we have certainly seen a low of near-term significance, and it would really need to take out yesterday's lows to offset potential for this really to rally up rather significantly, I feel. And I think the way Wall Street has closed today pretty much backs that view up. Now, in between time, you had Jean-Claude Trichet saying that the ECB were going to remain vigilant on inflation and that they were much more concerned about looking at inflation rather than cutting interest rates. And Europe pretty much took that as a sign to sell, and we had a number of indices down in excess of 4%. The DAX was down almost 5%. The FTSE probably held up better than most, up sorry, down, excuse me, 2.2%, and the Swiss market down 1.76%. Now, I'm not going to quote figures at you all evening, but what that signaled was that there is still a lot of nervousness out there, and even though we had a good rally off the lows yesterday, a lot of those European markets gave it up today because of that, well, far from sanguine approach of the ECB. And we also saw Wall Street selling off really rather early on in the session, and the S&P was down 3%. It actually made a new low, and it posted a key day reversal at the close and rallied up and finished the day up in excess of 2%. And this is really very positive. Yesterday we had what looked like very climactic action, and it was really very easy to lose heart in here today, looking at the way all those European markets had given up those gains, and the way Wall Street had really failed to rally from early on in the session. However, we've had this very good rally towards the end of the day, and it was led by the banking sector. Now, of course, the banking sector, I think, as everyone in the world knows at this point, has been absolutely battered to bits over the last 6 months to a year. But they led the move on the upside today, some really quite impressive moves from Wachovia. Merrill Lynch also looked good, Goldman Sachs, big upward day, Citigroup, but pretty much all of them. And when you look at the movers on the S&P today, for sectors, the top three sectors were all in the banking area. So that is really something to raise an eyebrow, because obviously, as long as those banks were continuing to set new lows, that was going to be another reason for people to short this market. And with banks leading on the upside at the bottom of this market, this is also quite positive. Now, obviously, those banks need to break their progression of lower highs, and they are still in quite pronounced downtrends. So this is not game set and match, so to speak, but it is certainly a positive occurrence that we've seen here today, and this is really a great turnaround for the S&P in particular, posting that key day reversal. Particularly with stock market indices, you do need to see follow through the day after following a key. It's certainly not something that you can really bank on 100% of the time, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on, and this probably also means that we're going to get a good rally in Asia in here tomorrow. So that is certainly very heartening on the equity front. Now, on the bond markets, Bond prices had rallied very significantly, and that chart that I posted earlier on today shows bond prices almost right up at their highs near 123, which is very close to the highs that they reached back in 2003. Now, back in 2003, you might remember that they were forecasting a depression, and some of the hyper bears out there, perhaps George Soros among them, is probably in that camp today. But personally, I don't believe that that is going to be the case. If there is a recession, then I don't believe it's going to be a very deep recession. And if the Fed are very intent on avoiding that recession, I think that they can still manage it if they lower interest rates at the end of the month and probably again following that. But that is, of course, if they are very serious about avoiding a recession. If they fall back into the mistakes that they've made all the way through by cutting interest rates and not following through, and in that process, really expending their ammunition in the interest rate gun without getting very much bang for their buck. If they continue to do that, well, then this was a good rally which could last for 4 to 6 weeks, and then we'll see markets start to reassert their downtrends. If we see central banks globally, particularly if they started to act in a concerted fashion, then this would certainly be the low, and the low in capital letters. But that is certainly something to bear in mind. But of course, bond markets, they came well off their highs, and that's a downward dynamic today from the high on the 30-year. So that's also climactic activity in the bond markets. They've been accelerating on the upside as sentiment deteriorated and really got to apocalyptic levels. And that is a turnaround on bond prices. And if we see some follow through again tomorrow, that is also probably a signal to be short of the bond market. One of the things, of course, that central bankers are going to be wary of is inflation. But there is every chance that following this correction, inflationary pressures will not be nearly as intense as they have been. What has led the inflationary fears are food prices and oil prices. Well, oil was down in excess of a dollar today. It's down to $87, so below $90, and there's every chance that this is a medium-term correction for oil and that it will range between sort of $80 and $100, potentially lower, but for at least a couple of months. So that will help to mitigate some of those inflationary fears relating to oil. And of course, the other one was in food prices. Well, soybeans was limit down today, down 50 points. And corn was down 19 and three quarters. I think down 20 would be limit down. And wheat was also down, almost down its limit. And of course, these grains have been losing momentum up here over the last couple of months following that USDA report a couple of weeks ago. And that is potentially an oversold asset class. If we see those grain prices coming back in a meaningful fashion, well, then there goes the worries about food price inflation. So certainly, deflationary fears have reared significantly over the last, well, in the last month particularly, but certainly over the last 3 or 4 months. And I think personally, I'm of the belief that the Fed is doing the right thing by cutting interest rates to protect the economy from a potentially a serious recession. But I don't think it will be that in actual fact. And looking at the currency markets, well, the dollar was a bit stronger in here today, but has erased that gain. And the euro is dead flat on the day. Pound is marginally weaker. But the dollar has been used as a carry trade currency over the last sort of 3 to 6 months. So for it to strengthen during a time of stock market turmoil is not especially surprising. But the fundamental case for the dollar strengthening, I think, is pretty weak, particularly when you see the interest rate differentials, which are really the only hard fundamental in the currency markets really widening out against it. There is now a positive interest rate differential for the euro. Euro interest rates are still at 4%, so the US is below the euro interest rate right now, which makes it a lot easier to hold euros. And I think we're going to see the dollar go back and test its lows for the last couple of years. But that's probably not going to happen tomorrow. That'll probably be over the next number of weeks or even months. And that's pretty much it from me. Interestingly, what we've seen over the last couple of days has been a lot of leverage trades being unwound. So we've seen India get pulled back very aggressively, and that found support today as well, and this is probably a buying opportunity in that market as well. But of course, there are other markets which haven't been pulled back aggressively. The industrial metals are certainly fall into that category. I suppose that is an indication that there's just not too many people have big positions in them. I think in the commodity sector, those had certainly moved over to the precious metals and into the agriculturals. But that also indicates that it's probably the people who have big positions now in industrial metals are the producers and the consumers. So they're probably close to their lows. They're probably not going to go very much lower than they already have. And provided the global economy does not slip into recession, then there's a good chance we're going to see these rally up at some point this year. I forgot to mention the precious metals. And both of the silver and gold sold off pretty aggressively in here today, but not nearly as volatile as over the last couple of days, and both finished up on the day, so they held on to those very good gains that we saw yesterday. If stock markets continue to rally tomorrow and we get speculators coming back in, well, then gold and silver really were in a perfect storm here for them, where you have interest rates falling and people looking for a safe haven for their money. And those chart patterns are looking really quite firm. So we could see gold and silver appreciating considerably over the next couple of months, and of course over the next number of years. But that really is it from me, and thank you very much for your time, and have a very good evening.